There's a long-running debate over transportation funding in Wisconsin. In recent years, local governments have relied more heavily on additional vehicle registration fees, or wheel taxes, as they're often known, to fund local roads.
Wheel taxes aren't a new thing in Wisconsin, but as our next guest points out, they haven't been used all that often until recently. In 2011, only four communities in the state had the additional fee. By the end of last year, that number had jumped to 27.
Jason Stein is a research director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which just released a new report on the rise of wheel taxes in the state. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me. A pleasure.
So we got to it a little bit in the intro, but help us get a sense of just how much of an increase we've seen in these wheel taxes and the money that's been raised from them.
Well, it's a substantial increase. Now, it's starting out from a very small base, but we are seeing this nearly sevenfold increase in the number of communities in the state that have put in place a wheel tax, which is also sometimes known as a registration fee that motorists have to pay. And we're seeing the revenues that are coming from these wheel taxes nearly triple from $7 million to $20.7 million.
So that's a pretty significant jump in the returns on these fees. And we said that they went from 4 to 27 communities. So for those people in those communities, how much do these fees typically run?
I mean, you know, it varies at the state level. It's in the $80 range, and you know, it's typically something smaller than that at the local level. You know, most communities in the state, I mean, we have 72 counties and we have 600 cities and villages. You know, most communities still do not have one of these wheel taxes, but obviously, you know, the number has grown substantially, and there are other communities that have debated either putting one in place or increasing it, so we felt like it was worth highlighting that for voters and elected officials in the state.
It might be a little too early to tell, but does there seem to be an increased interest in doing this, in having these wheel taxes, if we're seeing a little bit of success in the, albeit a smaller portion of the state, you know, seeking these out?
Well, I mean, I think all communities in the state are facing similar pressures, and those are that over time, the state aid that goes to communities for roads has lagged inflation, at least up until this current budget. Now, communities did get an increase in state aids for their local roads in the current budget, but that's a trend that happened up until now. And then as well, we're also seeing deteriorating conditions on the roads in the state. So if you're a local elected leader and you're seeing that, you know, roads in your state are not as good now as they were a few years ago, and at least up to this current budget, your state aid for roads hasn't kept pace with inflation, then, you know, it's understandable why a local elected official might look to, you know, some other source of revenue that might help them pay for the infrastructure needs in their community.
So in these communities that have, you know, decided to pursue wheel taxes, what can they do with the money raised from them, and what can they absolutely not do with it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So they need to use this money for infrastructure and roads. So they you know, they can't raise this money, this wheel tax, and then go and use it for park spending or something like that. But what they can do is for every dollar that goes into, you know, from the wheel tax into their local road spending, that's a dollar that they, you know, don't have to take off the property levy and the property tax levy, and they may be able to use that for parks and recreation, or they might be able to use that for police or fire services. So, you know, the money has got to be for roads, but it allows other money to flow into different priorities that communities have.
We are talking to Jason Stein. He's the research director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. That organization just put out a new study that looks at wheel taxes and how they have kind of grown in popularity in the state to fund local roads. So, Jason, one of the questions that people might ask is, you know, who actually is responsible for paying for the roads? There's always a big argument up at the Capitol about it, but it trickles down to this, you know, the community, the town level. Can you break that down for us?
Well, I mean, here's a couple of things that voters can think about as they decide, to, you know, what do they think of this trend? First of all, is that wheel taxes are something that is paid by the people who live in a community. So if there are people that are driving in from outside that community and using the roads, they're not necessarily paying that tax the way, you know, somebody from out of state might come in and pay the gas tax when they fill up at a gas station in Wisconsin. They wouldn't be paying the wheel tax. And then the other point is that, you know, right now in Wisconsin, it's a flat per vehicle fee. So in other words, if you have a very nice and nifty automobile, you're going to pay that flat fee. If you have a very rundown automobile that is on its last legs and you're using it to get to work and you're a low-income family, you're going to pay the same fee. So, you know, those are a couple factors that voters and local officials may think about, lawmakers, as they decide how they view this trend.
And lawmakers on the whole, and right now I'm thinking specifically of Governor Walker, what have they said about local communities seeking out this kind of revenue?
Right. So, I mean, there's two big picture things. One is that obviously Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers who control the legislature have said that they don't want to raise the gas tax or wheel taxes, vehicle fees at the state level to provide more revenues for roads. And, you know, what Governor Walker has said about these local wheel taxes so far, I believe, is that, you know, that it's a local decision for elected officials and voters in these respective communities.
And but couldn't that potentially, if, you know, you have one community that has these wheel taxes and it's impacting that community, and then maybe a neighboring community does not, are we just going to see a patchwork potentially of roads in the state?
Well, I mean, that's certainly what we have now, and we couldn't really discern a pattern in terms of which communities put these in place. I mean, we obviously see, you know, some big counties like Milwaukee County putting a wheel tax in place, as well as some small counties like Lincoln and Iowa counties. So you're seeing it in both large and small communities. Yeah, I mean, there may be a rhyme and reason to it, but not one that we've necessarily seen definitively, and it's certainly something that, you know, depending on how future state budgets play out, we may see more of.
In that vein, do you expect to see this trend of wheel taxes continuing?
I mean, it's certainly possible, because you have to remember as well that local communities have their growth in the property tax capped by state limits. So unless they're getting new construction or they go to referendum, they can't raise their property tax levies. So this is something that it may not be their preferred way to raise new revenue, but they may decide, well, we feel like it's such a priority to have more money for roads that we're going to do this.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Jason Stein is research director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which just released a new report on the rise of wheel taxes throughout the state.